Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth, a quick rant of truth here. We, as a society, just needed to take to the Supreme Court the idea that if 5 to 7 individual selfish voters say somebody shouldn't be able to be on the ballot, that their opinion should override your right to vote for who you want. I want you to think about that. Colorado freaks, one person who's 90 years old or 89, is like, oh, if Trump gets on the ballot, it's going to be a threat to democracy. Hey, bitch, you know he was already a president for 4 years, right? What? What? You say he was president? He wasn't president. It's 1972. All right. So do you understand how horrific it is that anybody could or should imagine that someone who is capable of winning primaries and who is leading in polls and who legally is able to run for the presidency should be challenged so that he can't be voted for? Do you understand how horrific it is that our legal system even entertained the thought that it needed to go to the Supreme Court so they could say common sense like, yeah, sorry, you 5 or whatever you are, 7 or 9, don't get to disenfranchise an entire 4 million people state. Sorry. And if you did disenfranchise the entire 4 million people state, it would tip the scales potentially of the election because that whole state is not in play for that candidate. The process would be entirely skewed. So no, you don't get to tip the election because you're 7 people who are mad. Well, everybody knows that he had an insurrection. That's funny because legally he's not accused of that, let alone convicted of it. A, Twitter literally took down his tweet that said, we understand, but go home. Now's the time to go home. Twitter is who you should have your lawsuit against. Ray Epps and the FBI informants and other informants behind the scenes that were trying to fuel the fire is who you should have the lawsuit against. Trump did not march anybody to the Capitol. The breach happened before anybody could have gone from his speech to the Capitol and before anybody did go from the speech to the Capitol. Nobody who attended the entirety of the speech, who would be those who are most enthusiastic about Trump, made it into the Capitol in time for the breach. Now, did some of them walk around later and then selectively get accused of insurrection and then end up being in prison, even as some of them never even made it to the building, but others who did make the building did not even get charged or pursued? Yes. But all that's a far cry from true insurrection, and your foolishness said, you know what? I should be able to disenfranchise entire states. After all, I am a bully. And I don't care about people's opinions, and they shouldn't have a right to their opinions. Hey, idiot, you're the tools that tyrants use. Your vindictive rabidity is the tool that tyrants use. Just get them flamed up. One of them will do something. Just ask for members. Who's pissed off that Trump's on the ballot? I am for sure. I remember, I can't believe that he's going to be the successor to LBJ, and I don't think it's right. Ma'am, what year is it? 1972. Okay, but you're still mad about Trump? Absolutely. Democracy will be threatened if he gets into office for even a day. Yeah, what about if, let alone, what if he was in for a whole 4 years? Forget about it. There's no way the country could survive if Trump lasted all 4 years as a president. All the shit would hit the fan. Okay. Okay. This country had to take to the Supreme Court the idea that possibly five motherfuckers don't get to disenfranchise an entire state from voting for who the fuck they want. Think about that for a second. Holy All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This is Tyson Harley. Sorry about the NSFWs.